that was, of course, Summer Wine, in case you didn't get the drift.
It was a little bit repetitive, wasn't it?
Just a smidgen. Anyway, not to worry. So a feast of wine, food and Aboriginal art comes together when 19 wineries join forces for the annual Tastes of Rutherglen in northeastern Victoria, and that's on in a few weeks' time. The chief winemaker at Rutherglen Estates, Mark Scalzo, chats to Veronica Matheson about the event and describes how the new Aboriginal gallery at Rutherglen Estate came about.
Now, Mark, it's only weeks away from the Tastes Rutherglen. Why is Tastes so important to the district?
Hi, Veronica. Look, Tastes is a really important weekend. Time for us to sort of showcase what's going on. We're in the middle of vintage, so there's lots happening. There's the harvest of the grapes. A lot of the wineries are busy. But they also showcase a lot of the local food, a lot of the premium food, and match it with their wines, which is just a lovely sort of weekend, and the weather's usually pretty good as well.
The winemaking, you're still picking from the vines. Will the visitors have the opportunity to do a little bit of picking themselves?
Usually not picking. It's quite a hard job picking, but they definitely usually have a few winery tours. You'll have to check the festival guide to see what winery's got what, but we usually do a little bit of a tour, a walk into the vineyard so we can taste some of the grapes or see the winery, and see the processing. But there are some events that are in the festival guide. But it's just a busy time and it's just a fun time of the year.
Yes, and you talk about food. Rutherglen, has it got some food that people come to taste?
Well, the northeast pocket of Victoria is known for being the food bowl, really, of Victoria. So Rutherglen in particular, it has fantastic olives, it has lamb, and there's various other food groups. The King Valley's not far away, the Alpine Valleys, and all of these areas bring chestnuts, the different nuts, the vegetables, the fruits. So we are in just a beautiful area when it comes to natural food.
Oh, you certainly are. Mix that beautiful food with some wine and everybody would be very happy, I'd imagine.
Yeah, that's right. At Rutherglen Estates, we do a harvest dinner as well that night where, you know, I'll present the wines, talk through the wines, and we match it to as much local produce as we can.
So what sort of wines are you going to present at that dinner?
We always showcase some of our fabulous Darif. We've got a limited release Darif at the moment, which has picked up awards recently. So we love showing that. And Darif is one wine in Rutherglen that is fantastic with, as a food match. Darif needs food. It has great colour and tannin and flavour, but it really does drink even better with usually a meat type dish, slow cooked meat. Various other dishes, but yeah, Darif is one example, but some of the other whites that we make are fantastic as well, because we specialise a lot in the Italian varieties, which things like Fiano and Ace varieties that do particularly well with food.
In fact, you've got a little bit of an Italian background, haven't you?
Yes, that's right. And my father's Italian, yeah, that's right, and I love the Italian varieties, and I particularly love using the really traditional winemaking techniques from Europe, from Italy and also France, but obviously with a modern touch where we still love to watch the wines a lot closer than sometimes they do in Europe, but we definitely love to use the traditional techniques with more of a modern approach.
And have you got a feeling for this season? Is it going to be a good vintage?
So far, so good. Yeah, the weather's been kind this week. We've had lots of fine weather. We had a bit of a heat spell 2 weeks ago, but that didn't seem to harm the grapes. And all of the fruit that we're getting in this year so far has really good varietal flavours, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking to make wines that are regional, but also have that varietal distinctive flavour. So far that's happening, so we're really pleased with the way it's going. You never know in the farming game what's going to be around the corner, but so far so good.
And Rutherglen, it's such a well-known name.
The Muscats of Rutherglen are famous all around the world, and that's because of the vineyards. It's because of where we're situated, our nice dry autumns, the clay soils, the undulating hills. All of these things add up. Over time, that's what just develops. You end up with the varieties that do well in your soils, in your climate, and that's where the things like Muscat, Darif, Shiraz, we've got varieties such as Viognier, Marsan and Roussan, and they're varieties that do well in our soils, but also in the climate.
And how long has wine been made in Rutherglen?
Oh, look, some of the family wineries here have been over 150 years. Yeah, so what happened with Rutherglen was that the gold was found here. I can't remember exactly the year, but I think it was the 1860s. And once the, you know, it was a massive gold boom here. A lot of the gold was found underground, so there was lots of mining, which brought a lot of people. So therefore, a lot of the people brought, you know, needs, and some of the needs were wine. Rutherglen soil and the climate and the proximity to the Murray River all added to a booming industry. At one stage, Rutherglen in the late 1800s was one of the, I think it was nearly the largest exporting area into the UK with the fortified wines of the time.
Now, Rutherglen Estates, where you're the chief winemaker, is about the only company in the district that's not family run. Is that correct?
Oh, there's a couple, but we are the bit the largest, not family owned.
You're owned by a Chinese company, aren't you?
Yeah, look, the whole feel about Rutherglen Estates, we've been going now 20 years and it's always felt like a family-owned company. The people that work for Rutherglen Estates are passionate about making wine, making distinctive wines, making regional wines, and work really hard. So we've got a team that, yes, we're not all family, but we all definitely work together. And a team that's been together now for quite a long time, so... You know, it is a lovely place to work.
What do you enjoy most about the job of being a winemaker?
Oh, I think it's that variability that happens with winemaking. You just get so many different jobs. I enjoy, you know, one minute you're out in the vineyard tasting the grapes, next thing you're back in the winery crushing the grapes or tasting the wines. There's analysis to check, but then you have to go to the sales meeting to try to sell the wine as well, so... It's just a really varied job, and I really enjoy that. I enjoy the variability of the job. And
I'd imagine, in fact, that you probably send quite a bit of wine to China now.
Yeah, the China sales have been good. I don't know if you've read, but recently China's become Australia's biggest exporting partner, so that's a fantastic sort of sign for the future for the whole of Australian wine, not just us.
Absolutely. And what wine, which of the Rutherglen Estate wines appeals to the Chinese market?
Oh, the reds in particular, Shiraz and Darif, but Shiraz is probably the biggest seller. But the other one that has done well there is our Moscato.
And have you had a chance to actually go to China to see the culture there?
Yes, I've been to a couple of the trade shows, which were pretty incredible.
Back on the home front, Mark, tell me about the new Aboriginal Gallery at Rutherglen Estates. How is it going?
Oh, it looks amazing. It absolutely looks amazing. It surprised everybody because it's an Aboriginal collection. So we've, in partnership with Han Sip, who's been collecting Aboriginal artwork now for over 20 years, but the beauty of it is the contemporary nature of all the art. So it's not all the traditional. There are some of the traditional paintings, but it's the contemporary nature and the colour and some of the designs. It's absolutely incredible, some of the art. So it really is surprising people, and the wow factor is amazing because it's all situated in our old winery warehouse with the beautiful red gum beams and pillars.
And I gather that some of the paintings carry a big price.
Yes, they're all for sale. The art collector's happy to sell them. But at the moment, there's a trilogy of pieces from Craig Charles, and they're the Murray River with this beautiful green background with the white river. And as you walk in, it's the first thing you see in the gallery. And they're for sale. They're $45,000 to buy the three of them. So that's a fair price.
Yes, but I guess if you're a collector and you appreciate Aboriginal art, it would be a... How did you get involved with this art collector?
Well, it was through a friend, Jamie Durant from Benalla. His father was an artist, the famous artist, Ivan Durant.
Ah, yes.
So I showed Jamie through the area that we were looking to convert into our new cellar door. and we had quite a big white wall that I wanted to put some art on, but I didn't have any connections. He didn't say much at the time, but 2 weeks later he came back with the opportunity to go down to Melbourne and have a look at this art collection of Hans Sipp, which I did. I went down and had a look and saw the 160 paintings that Hans had, and was blown away. So it was from that we started talking, and Hans is rapt that he's got such a beautiful space to showcase his art.
Oh, I bet he is, and I bet that you go and go through that gallery on a very frequent basis.
Well, on there daily, Veronica. So.
And visitors to the Tastes of Rutherglen, they'll be able to enjoy it too.
That was Mark Scalzo of Rutherglen Estates telling Veronica Matheson about Tastes of Rutherglen, which runs up, obviously, in northeastern Victoria from March 10 to 11 in the wine-growing region up there. Great part of the world too.